If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you like what we do here and you want us to continue to pump out this great content, go ahead and click that subscribe button and make sure to follow us on social media. Our episodes come out every Monday at 4 p.m. And before we head over to the podcast, I want to send out a big thank you to our sponsors. Are you looking to buy or sell your home, or just curious about how much it's worth in the current market? Check out AlessandroDivinoHomes.com. Working with Alessandra is your secret weapon to navigating the real estate market. And by ASF Sports and Outdoors, located at 1560 Post Road East in Westport. ASF, expert advice every day. And now, let's head over to the podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Prep Zone Podcast. I'm delighted to have here with me today, David Goldshore. David, how are you?
Good. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great. Well, before we get to it, I want to talk a little bit about David. He's entering second season as Staples head coach. Before that, you were the assistant for 5 years, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Last year, you were named the News 12 Coach of the Year, guiding the records of their first ever state final. We'll talk about that. It's so exciting. During the 90s, you were part of the bench or the Michigan's Fab Five basketball era.
Yes, I was student manager during the Fab 5 years.
Can't imagine what that was like. Alongside was Coach Steve Fisher, right?
Coach Fisher, Coach Dutcher, who's now the head coach at San Diego State, who just lost in the finals this year.
That's right.
I think they lost to Kansas in the finals. So, it's great to see all the success that he has. And
amazing.
See those guys, yeah.
Right, great.
Great experience.
You were a three-sport athlete at Horace Gracie in Chappaqua, New York, before moving to Michigan.
I was.
And you've been a longtime Westport resident, heavily involved in the work of youth leagues in town. That's where we first met. And I know you do work with that. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm a sports junkie, so.
It's kind of like me, yeah.
Yeah, just being involved in sports my whole life. And
so great, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I want to kick off talking about last season because I think.
I can talk about last season for a long time.
I think last season, at least for me, I'll tell you where I want to go right with this is that game that you guys came back. Who was that game against?
Against Fairfield Ward.
Fairfield Ward, right?
Yeah.
So I was watching that game at home. Okay. Right, so I was at home.
Yep.
And one thing that sticks to my mind is when I think it was Caleb that hit a three-point shot. And you called a timeout right after that three-point shot. Do you remember that?
It was actually, I think it was actually Cody.
Cody hit somebody. So and you called
hit,
a timeout
Cody
right
hit,
after
Cody
that.
A time, I think the score was 41-24.
Yeah, you weren't even that close at that point.
No,
you called a timeout right after that.
Yeah.
Talk about that because that to me was very – and I even made a comment I think was in the Rudin report. I said, that timeout was so great because from that point on it shifted. What was it about that timeout?
Well, it was – I felt like at that point we were dominating the entire game for the most part. We really were. Like they were, we couldn't hit a shot and they were really out physicaling us the whole night. And we kind of got to a point where we were down 18 to start the fourth or 16 to start the fourth. It went to 18. And then I just wanted some positivity to happen. And at that point, when it did, it was easy for me to bring them into a timeout and say, listen, we just had some positivity. We're down 14. And I think there was, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was like 6:03 left in the fourth. And I said to them, guys, here's the goal. We're down 14. We're going to cut it to 10 with 4 minutes to go. And it was trying to make realistic goals there. But I wanted to look in their eyes. I wanted them to look in my eyes. And I wanted them, first of all, to believe. And kind of take that game and turn it into smaller goals, shorten the time horizon for the goal. Uh-huh. The funny thing about that is, so I said to them, let's get it to 10 by 4 minutes ago, and then at 3:07, the game we were down 2. So
wow.
People don't really understand the thing about that run was that we really kind of cut the lead in 3 minutes, and then we played even up until the overtime, but. Yeah, it was the kind of the purpose of the timeout was just to go out with some to go into the timeout with some positivity. I like to do that sometimes. I feel like people sometimes I hear criticism where you don't want to you don't want to break up a run, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes I just like to tell them, okay, here's positive stuff that's happened. Like, we're going to be okay. You can do it, yeah. right? I want to settle them down because then if Ward comes back and they score at that point, again, I felt like it was just the time I had to get them to a point where they believed.
Yeah, and also you make Ward go into a timeout thinking they just hit a three. Are they back in this game or not?
Correct.
Right? So to me, I
remember, like, I want them thinking about it as well. And you know, I wanted them to think that we believed.
Yeah. It was, like I said, I think that people can look at, you know, obviously, I think the picture that everybody's seen in town is Adams, you know, lay up with a kid on the ground, right? Yeah. I think that's going to live forever in Staples' minds in history.
It will. It was a hell of a play. It really was a hell of a play. But I do think, if I think back to that game, Cody's shot, in my opinion, was probably the most important play of the game. We actually, it's funny, they missed a free throw before Cody shot, and I think Chris made a hustle play to get the ball to Cody, and then Cody drove the ball up the left side of the floor and literally just pulled up from probably 24 and hit a shot. And then from there,
it kick-started. I feel like it's almost like, you know, in football, quarterbacks say when you're going in the big drive, you need that first play to go right. And then at that point, you know what, things are good, that drive is going to happen.
You do. And it's funny, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm a football guy too. So I'm a big Giants fan, and I look at the Giants season.
Yeah.
And it's been a season of disappointment for the most part. But
sure,
if I think back to like the first nine games of the year, I think the blocked field goal against Dallas on the first drive of the first series, I don't think they've recovered from that block.
I still talk about it because Evan Neal got hurt in that play.
I think they had a botched snap to put them into the field goal. But it's such a mental game, that one little play where they make a field goal against Carolina in game one last year, and then they're off to the races. So
yeah. So it is. And again, that's that timeout that you called sticks to me. And I even made a comment because I said, interesting. It's like, you know, as I said, when you watch a lot of sports, you're a sports junkie, you try to find things that other people don't. And I always felt like, well, that was a really good call.
I use timeouts. People sometimes question the way I use timeouts. Like, I use them more for mental check-ins. I think they're more mental check-ins. It's rare that I'm calling a timeout because I want to do something or change something. I mean, if I feel like we're getting our butts kicked, maybe I would. But I like using timeouts just to make mental notes with them, so that we can continue to emphasize that.
And that's interesting mentality, because a lot of times you call a timeout when things are so bad. Right? I mean, it's like, okay, we lost the lead, or, you know, everything is going wrong. Let's call a timeout and let's rehash everything. It just bad. It just happened.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I've been watching the last 3 or 4 weeks. I've been rewatching a lot of the games from last year just to prepare us for what's upcoming. And we were down 9 with 5 minutes to go to New Canaan at home. We just beaten Richfield, put us to 5-0, and I knew that New Canaan's well-coached team, and they were coming into our gym, and I was really concerned about the game, and they did some really good things and got us to, and we were down 9 with about 5 minutes to go, and then I think it was Caleb who hit a big three, and I did the same thing. I see myself running down the sidelines, and
I remember that, they're running to the sideline. Yeah,
cut it to 5, and I think it was just, guys, we're gonna be okay. So I'd like to use those time. I use timeouts probably more when we're going on runs than when I do because of bad things.
It's great. And I hope that everyone listening gets the mentality, right? Because it's like Monday morning quarterback. Everyone that's in the stands just thinks they're a coach, right?
I'm sure you deal with that. I have 3 kids in town, as you mentioned. I'm a Westport. I have 3 kids in town, and I've watched a lot of baseball games. My 2 boys play a lot of baseball, and I find myself doing the things that I find myself being a coach in the stands.
Yeah, you can't help it, right? Yeah. I mean, so such success last year. Yeah. How do you head into this year, and what are your goals and your realistic plans for this year?
So, yeah, I mean, I think this year is interesting. You know, it's different challenges. Sure. Last year's team was special for a lot of reasons. I you know, most importantly, is there were 9 seniors that were very tight and together, and you know, they accepted, especially Adam and Sam, in as underclassmen, as people that played a lot, and they accepted them in their roles and befriended them from the beginning. So we had a lot of maturity last year. We had a lot of leadership and experience. This year, you know, I think that we are, to be honest with you, I think we're just as talented. We just need to mature, right? So I think the process for me is not really thinking about it from a wins and losses perspective for now. It's really about getting better every single day, and not just getting better every day mentally, right? Getting better every day with toughness, getting better every day with making good decisions, all the core values that we emphasize in the program, focusing on those things.
Yeah,
and that's going to take us some time, right? That's going to take us some time.
Sure.
And so I always go into every year. I've gone into every year with high expectations. I will continue to have high expectations.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of really, really great things about the group that's coming up that I'm excited about.
Yeah, and I think you need to, right? Because if you have to believe in yourself, right? If you go in there thinking, I don't think I can win. I mean, right, that's half the battle there.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, like, you know, on paper, I've been talking a lot about the upcoming season with people. And the interesting thing is last year, we had great success. We also only the only person that we really had coming back with any real experience was Chris, right? We graduated Caleb and Ryan Thompson and Derek Sale and Ryan Phelps the year before, and Jack and Michael Brody. Like we lost a lot of seniors, and we didn't have a lot of experience. We did have a 6'9" kid who was pretty good, who was skilled and talented and a great leader. But we didn't really come with a lot of expectations last year either. So I'm not going into this season thinking anything besides understanding that we're younger in age.
Sure.
Our average age on this team is younger. And with that, it comes different challenges, especially improving maturity across the board.
Yeah, it's you. And one thing I think that, and as I look at, you know, the roster, is that you have a lot of multiple sport athletes.
We do.
And that seems to help a lot because those kids are put in different situations, right? And that helps them on clutch time, right?
Hey, you know, it's interesting. When I think about go back to the war game.
Right.
When we think about going back to the war game, I had Cody played golf in previous years at Staples. There were 5 multi-sport athletes on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, Sam was sick, but Adam's a multi-sport athlete. Gavin's a multi-sport athlete. Caleb's a multi-sport athlete.
Yeah.
Chris is a multi-sport. Caleb's experience, you know, whether it's leading the team down to a late win against Trumbull that previous fall, or a great drive that, you know, led to a potential win the prep game and the playoff game, like that put him in spots to be able to hit those 2 corner shots against Ward. And Gavin, who had 5 goals in the state championship game the year before, that he used that experience to, you know, to help carry through that game, and vice versa. Like, I think Adam's year last year on the basketball court translated to what he did from a lacrosse perspective. So, yes, as I tell the kids all the time, I love multi-sport athletes. I don't love basketball hobbyists, but I love multi-sport athletes.
Right, because they take everything seriously, right? You have to take everything seriously.
We all benefit from the multi-sport athlete. To answer your question, we got a lot of multi-sport athletes.
And let me talk to you. You asked your question, so you talked about mentality, right? So I'm just going to use Caleb as an example.
Yeah.
Someone who starts as a quarterback and then is coming off the bench for you.
Last year.
Yeah, last year, right? Last year. I know he's just captain, but last year coming off the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, the mentality, you really have to cater to the athlete, right? I mean,
I'm realizing as every single day that this is not as much as an X's and O's job as you think it is. The head coach job is really not an X's and O's job. Yes, you have to know your stuff. Yes, the players have to respect that you know your stuff. They have to look in your eyes and trust you. But you're really just like that takes a lot of courage for Caleb, who has the ball in his hands on every single play for 3 months and leads a huddle and is an All-State player and a potential Gatorade Player of the Year candidate this year, to be able to go to a seventh man where maybe one night he's playing 8 minutes and one night he's playing 18 and do his job,
yep.
Right? That's if I can, we as a staff, if I can as a leader, get them to do their job and understanding that role, we're going to have success.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, it's not only the guys on the floor, it's always the guys that help your practice coming off the bench, right? And talk about the depth of a roster. How important is that to you as you go into, tryouts, I know it's kind of happening now, it'll be continue to happen. What do you look for in a player when you're kind of rostering him in your varsity squad?
Yeah, so, you know, basketball's a tough sport in town because it's one of the few sports that is really a cut sport in town, unfortunately, at Staples. I think I looked at the list the last couple of days. I think we have 79 registered people coming out for basketball this year.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And if we keep between 32 and 35 people amongst the three teams, that will be a lot. So, it's not necessarily the most talented 20 to 22 kids on varsity and JV or the most talented 12 to 15 kids on freshmen that we take. It's the kids that comprise of the best team. So there were, and one thing that we emphasize is everyone's valued equally. Now, everything's not equal, but everyone's valued equally.
So interesting point. Yeah.
This is a great example. Last year we had, four seniors until Kareem got hurt, but three seniors, Will Hallman, who played a little bit more than Ty Levine and Rylan Norley, but three seniors that made our top seven or eight players better every single day in practice. And their ability to defend, their ability to compete, their ability to play, their ability right. just to be a competitive component of what we're doing is what I look for. So, I'm a defensive guy because I think you don't need defense is all about will and commitment.
Yeah.
I wasn't the most skilled basketball player when I was their age, but I feel like I competed, and so I look for people who can defend, who can compete. And
you have to be your best self at all times, right?
Yeah. Listen, we all do.
Yeah, it's just like you have to compete all the time. And I just want to touch a little bit on your captain. So you got Sam, Adam,
yep.
Caleb, and Nick.
Yes.
Right? So how did that decision come about? What do you expect from them this year, their leadership roles? Talk a little bit about your four captains there.
Yeah, so for me, I guess I'm a little bit of a creature of habit or superstitious. I had four captains last year.
Okay.
And we had a nice little ceremony or banquet where I had the previous seniors vote on who the captains were going to be for next year. I wanted the people who left the program to determine who they wanted to carry on the legacy of the program.
Interesting.
And so, so we had a nice little ceremony at the banquet where the seniors, all four of them, gave their captainship to the next row. So we had four seniors that left, Chris, Cody, Gavin, and Charlie, and they gave their captains based on a senior vote to those four kids. Caleb, it's pretty easy. Caleb he's a quarterback. He's been in the program for 4 years, natural leader. He was respected by his teammates in everything that he does. Nick, I've coached Nick now for 3 years, I was just incredibly impressed. I was talking about this with my kids the other night. Nick, they just lost in the state game.
Yeah.
And they're down 1-1 going into overtime.
Yeah. I was there. Yeah.
Okay. And Nick gives up, they give up the goal in overtime. And as we talk about like trying to pick out things that other people may not see.
Yeah. Right?
So what Nick does is Nick gives up the goal, sprints back to the back of the net, because he knows he's in no time, right? Overtime, it doesn't have, is against the clock. doesn't put his head down, doesn't pout, doesn't point fingers, grabs the ball, throws it back to the center line to kick off, and is ready to go. Like, that's mental toughness.
That Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
That's, you know, and we're going to get, you know, we're going to get scored on, right? And how and things are going to happen that sometimes don't work out for us. But his response in that moment as a senior who's now, who's ultimately, you know, not responsible, but the light's on the goalie. And the other thing about Nick is I've watched Nick now, you know, play soccer. He's talking all the time back there.
Yeah. He's goalies are always vocal, right?
Very, very vocal, right? Yeah. And with, you know, with our only returners right now of seniors being Caleb and Nick, having another vocal captain is great. Yeah. Adam is, you know, if I'm still here in 4 years and Adam is still here in 4 years, he'll be the first player that I'll ever have coached, head coached for his 4 years. He played for me as a freshman on JV.
Great. Okay.
And then last year and this year and hopefully his senior year. Adam just, he sets the tempo by his example. Mm-hmm. He's respected by his teammates. He's as high an IQ of an athlete that I've seen around Sables in a really long time.
I'll let you continue, but one thing I remember about Adam is playing Andy's team in rec soccer and get destroyed every year. But anyway, continue, because he's been an athlete ever since like third.
I got a great story about Andy and Adam in youth soccer, but I'll save that one for now. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean he's been an alpha his whole life, and yeah. And you know he's he's earned the right to be a junior captain. And then Sam, there's probably not a harder worker in the entire program. You know, I don't mm-hmm. care if you're a freshman, you're a senior, you're, you know, whatever year you are. Like Sam's mm-hmm. probably the hardest worker in the program, and I like to reward people that work hard.
And a little nugget about Sam, I remember when my older son, he was playing in indoor soccer. And we used to practice at the YMCA, like the indoor gyms, right?
Yeah.
And our practice would be over 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, Sam and Jeff would show up and go play basketball. 9 o'clock, almost like clockwork.
He's the first. We open the gym twice, three times a week. He's the first one in the gym. As long as he's healthy, he's the first one in the gym.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, and it. As a result, you shoot 42% from three as a freshman.
Right.
You know, like it's
and that's hard to do as a freshman because you're playing against some big boys, right?
I don't think I'd shoot 42% if I was underneath the basket by myself in an empty gym.
Right.
He hit a lot of shots last year.
Yeah.
And that comes from the fact that he's – I remember we were at Holy Cross for the state quarterfinal game.
Uh-huh.
And Coach Olson came over to me before the game. He said, like, just watch your freshman. Like look how he's form shooting. Like he does things the right way.
Yeah. So it looks like, you know, I mean, I know that it's going to be a different, scenario for you where you're going in where everybody's kind of gunning from you, right? I mean, now yeah. The FCX is going to be like, well, yeah, Staples got the final last year. Let's show them what we can play. Sure. So the mentality for this year, is going to probably change because now people are going to expect success because you just had a great successful season. So how do you handle that going into this season?
So I actually think it's harder to stay on top than to get on top. You know, we talk a lot about, like, it's easier to climb the mountain than it is to stay on top of the mountain.
Sure.
So what does that mean? That just means higher accountability from my staff to my players, higher accountability from my players to my staff, higher accountability from the managers, higher accountability from the administration, higher accountability for the fans, higher accountability yep. for the parents. Like, it's just about us all, you know, not knowing that we can't rest on any laurels, that people are going to be gunning for us, that we have to be patient, but we have to be innovative and work hard and not take anything lightly.
Yeah, and listen, I'm so excited about the season. I can't wait to start covering you guys. I'm glad it's starting. I can't thank you enough for being here. This is awesome. I hope it's not the first time. Hope to have you a lot more. This is so exciting for me.
No, great. I love talking about Staples. I love the school. I love what we've done here. And, you know, I, you know, one really exciting thing and for us is that we got moved up to Division I this year.
Yeah, I saw that. It's going to be really good, right?
Which is good. Which is good.
And season kicks off December 18th, right? Is that the first game?
Home against Newtown.
Yeah.
I guess freshmen started 4, 5:30, and 7 on the 18th. And let's go.
Listen, we're going to go at it. David, thank you so much. Thanks. Before we end, I want to do a little quick hit, get the audience to know a little bit about you on a personal level.
Let's do that.
All right. Texting or calling?
Calling.
Morning person or night owl?
Morning person.
Your favorite social media platform, if you have one?
I mean, I would say Instagram, but my kids, both my birth kids and my players would think that I'm not very good at it.
Okay. Okay, so your favorite movie or series?
My favorite movie is Hoosiers. That's not too hard.
Okay. Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Okay, so salty tacos or sushi?
Sushi.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Beach or sightseeing?
Beach.
What is your hidden talent or skill?
I used to memorize the future year's calendars when I was a little kid.
Really?
So if you said to me, okay, what day is, when I was 5 years old, what day is September 27th? 2012, I tell you what day of the week it was.
Were you the one that called the fan? Because I saw a guy, I heard on the fan a guy talk about that the other day.
No.
You know, I thought it was fascinating.
No,
I know
no,
it wasn't.
No,
I'm just kidding. But
no.
So you used to do that. I saw some.
I did. Wow. I was always been a numbers guy. And
that's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. All right. So the thing you're most proud of?
My wife and my kids.
And last one, if you could, not last one, but if you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
I mean, this isn't hard. You know, 23 is my idol. You know, I named my first daughter Jordan.
I did have a question
it was
here.
Last night I was watching his Hall of Fame speech.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of who, Allen Iverson was talking about how he's never starstruck, but when you saw Jordan, it was like looking at like a ghost.
Yeah.
So
it was, or you and I could just spend hours talking about it because I'm the same way. Like I grew up, like you know, I'm originally from Brazil, so I came to the U.S. in the early '90s, where Jordan was everything, right?
Yeah.
And my son and I had all these arguments. It was like, are you a LeBron guy or a Jordan guy? Always, right? And then the Last Dance came out, and we watched that together.
Yeah.
And I think that from that point, my son was like, well, Dad, I'm with you now.
I get into arguments all the time with my assistant coach, Coach Pickens, about it. I don't think it's close. But
no, I'm with you. So we with that. Okay, roller coaster or bumper car rides?
You know, I'm not either, but if I had to choose, bumper cars.
Okay, and here's the last one. If you could go back and relive one day in your life, which one would that be?
I tell you, it probably either the birth of my daughter or the war game.
I love that. I know the war game coming there. But yeah, the birth of the children with dads. And that's what it is.
The children or the war game.
Awesome. David, can't thank you enough.
Thank
All right,
you.
Best luck in the season.
All right, thanks, David. Appreciate it.